yesterday evening when we were, I suppose yesterday afternoon into yesterday evening when we were listening back to what Jeremy Corbyn said in the House of Commons, we could hardly believe it. Here's a reminder.
I join the Prime Minister in condolences to the and expressing condolences, I'm sure, of the whole House to the family of the police officer who lost his life over the weekend in Northern Ireland.
It is hard to believe that someone who would think they're one step away from being a Prime Minister wouldn't know what exactly happened to a police officer who was attacked by terrorists in Northern Ireland. I want to speak to the MP for the area in which he was shot, Nigel Dodds. Nigel Dodds, good morning. It should be emphasised that he is apologising and he's writing to the Chief Constable. You were less than happy in the House.
Yes, well, it's good that Jeremy Corbyn is making an apology and writing to the Chief Constable. That's the right thing to do, and I'm glad that he's doing that. But I must say, when this happened yesterday in the House of Commons, there was stunned disbelief behind us on the Labour benches, and Labour MPs were just absolutely appalled at such a mistake. I mean, really, as you say, it's hard to believe that someone who thinks they could be the Prime Minister could make such an error, because the Prime Minister herself had just previously...
Yes, unfortunately, the line seems to have been difficult. Are you still with me, Nigel? Oh my goodness, that is particularly squeaky. We'll try and get Nigel back on a better line than that. Sean's got a point to make about the traffic. Lots of you talking about it. Sean, good morning.
Hello, Frank. How you doing?
Very well, Sean. Go ahead.
My condolences because I did two people that was killed yesterday, you know. But the point I was making, he asked a good question earlier on when the inspector was on, you know. And the point was that you said, tell her, just give me a bear with me now, right? She turned around and says, we're waiting on the experts, but they're coming, they're stuck in traffic. Well, we're in America, you see in the films all the time. What I saw with technology, the radios, cameras, all the sat-navs, everything. Why can't that, if we're stuck in traffic and they turn around and say, hello, what's happening on the ground now, now at the minute, before we get there? But you can radio through and tell them what to do.
Yeah, that's true, but we also have the radio equipment here. However, there would be some experts who would be needed absolutely on the ground to make calculations, to decide what may have happened in terms of the tragedy, and of course medical experts as well who would be needed on the ground. And because of that, it's understandable what the police officer said to me with regards to it being very difficult for them to get from, say, the likes of Musgrave Street Police Station to the West Link. It is a difficult thing. Just want to go back to Nigel Dodds, who's on a better line. Yeah, continue on, Nigel, please.
Yeah, I'm sorry, the gremlins must have got on the line there, Frank. But no, I was just making the point that it was good that Jeremy Corbyn has now apologised. But at the time when this happened, Labour MPs around us were just aghast, and many of them have come up to us since saying that they're appalled at the way in which their leader has handled this. But it's a wider problem with Jeremy Corbyn. And one of the amazing things that needs to be pointed out, that actually Jeremy Corbyn has recently appointed someone who used to be Sinn Féin's person in the House of Commons to work for him. So they should have been across this. So either he was very badly briefed or else he wasn't briefed at all.
Do you accept at all that he simply made a mistake? I know the word condolences usually is associated with death, but that he made a mistake and he meant to say was almost killed.
Well, look, he has said what he has said, and I'm not going to get into what the motivations may have been. And he has apologised, which is good. I welcome that. That's the right thing to do. But I just think that, you know, in a serious situation like this, where every week if there's a soldier unfortunately killed in Afghanistan, or if there's a police officer or whatever across the UK injured or in any way, this is always raised at Prime Minister's question. So it shouldn't have come as a surprise at all to the Leader of the Opposition, or indeed any member of the House, that the Prime Minister would reference this quite rightly and send best wishes to the family, as I was able to do later on when I intervened to correct the record and make it clear to the House that the police officer was gladly still alive, no thanks to the terrorists, of course. He did intend to kill him. But the point is that you know, these things should not come as any surprise to Jeremy Corbyn, and it is part of a wider problem within the Labour Party, which many Labour MPs recognise, that not only is there a problem in terms of his very left-wing policies, which many people, some people agree with, some people don't within the Labour Party, but also just the issue of incompetence. You know, there seems to be a problem there just dealing with issues. And I think an issue as serious as the injury to a serving police officer in very, very extreme circumstances, this is something that just has to be got right.
Is it partly down to the UK media generally not reporting the incident the way we may have expected them to have? If the police officer had been shot in Croydon, it would be main story.
Well, there may be some truth to the fact that the media in the UK mainland, in GB, don't report incidents in Northern Ireland the way that certainly we believe they should be, and you make that comparison, and that's a fair point to make. But I think in this case that everybody who's involved in politics, certainly at a very senior level, knowing that these matters do come before the House of Commons at a very, very important juncture every week of Prime Minister's questions, and makes a decision to reference it themselves, just need to make sure they get their facts right. I think that, you know, people in senior offices, the Leader of the Opposition's office or the Prime Minister's office, aren't relying, quite frankly, on media reports. They should be have their own sources of information. They will be briefed within their parties. They will have had their spokespersons in Northern Ireland. I mean, there's a whole apparatus around them which is meant to help them. So either it was, you know, a total failure on the part of those who work for him, or else a total failure on his part even to listen to what the Prime Minister had said. And either way, it's a really crass mistake to make.
Certainly, certainly embarrassing. Nigel Dodds, thanks for your time this
morning. Thank you very much, Frank.
Thank you. 12 minutes to 10 is the time. Tom Elliott from the Ulster Unionist, also an MP. Happy enough, Tom Elliott, that Jeremy Corbyn has now written to the Chief Constable, or does more need to be done?
Yes, good morning, Frank, and I think that is very important that Jeremy Corbyn has written to the police chief constable, and hopefully that will be relayed on to the police officer involved and his family, because I suppose the one immediate concern that I had was the stress that this would cause to the individual policeman, his family, and indeed the policing community in Northern Ireland, because obviously it was a serious blip from Jeremy Corbyn. And I do accept, look, people do make mistakes, but I think someone in his position clearly should have been better briefed or had a better knowledge. And it just concerns me that there was that lack of knowledge from the Leader of the Opposition about the situation.
And that idea of the media maybe not taking a shooting in Northern Ireland as seriously as they would elsewhere in the UK, is that relevant?
Well, I think it's relevant overall. I'm not so sure it's relevant to the point that Jeremy Corbyn made the mistake, because he should have been better briefed. He should have had a better knowledge of it himself. And I think that is a huge failure on his behalf and his advisor's behalf. So I wouldn't blame the media necessarily for that at all. Certainly, I do think that probably a shooting of a policeman in Northern Ireland does get less UK national media than if it was in Croydon, as you said. But I don't think that excuses the fact that Jeremy Corbyn made this mistake.
Well, thankfully, the young officer is making a recovery.
Yes, and I think that's the main thing out of all of this. You know, we can set aside, certainly in the longer term, maybe what Jeremy Corbyn has done and made the mistake, provided the officer gets better and well. And I would send my good wishes to him and his family.
OK, Tom Elliott from the Ulster Unionists, thank you very much. It's 10 to 10.
The Frank Mitchell phone-in on U105. Listening to you.